Hello?
Hello, you have reached emergency roadside assistance. My name is Shakivia. Have you already called in and spoke with someone on behalf of roadside assistance?
Hi, I was gonna call with them earlier for my van, my Dodge Grand Caravan.
Were in an accident.
No, I just need a tow truck.
Did you get any information from the tow truck company that's supposed to come and assist you?
I'm sorry?
Have you received information from a provider that on your account, or you had, or are you trying to set it up?
No, so I'm trying to get a tow truck for my van that broke down up in Park City.
Were you already speaking to someone?
Yeah, earlier in the morning, but I said I'd call back just to have the exact location where my van is at.
Where are the keys to the vehicle?
There, my fiance has them.
Is he on the scene with the vehicle?
Yes.
Okay. Will he need a ride?
No.
Okay, do you have a direct location where the van is located?
Yeah.
Do you have the address to it?
Yes.
Okay, I'm ready when you are.
So it says Park City Mountain.
Park
And then it has a
City.
number. It has 1325, 1383 Empire Avenue.
And what city and state?
It's Park City, Utah.
Park City. Are they at a residence or a business?
No, it's like a parking lot in the Park City Mine.
Okay, and what was the street number?
It says 1325, and then it has a dash, 1383 Empire Avenue. And then, sorry, he actually doesn't have the keys of the van. Would that be a problem?
Is he trying to leave it unattended?
I'm sorry?
Is he trying to leave the vehicle unattended?
No, he'll be there for when the tow truck arrives.
Okay, where are the keys?
They're at the house because that happened yesterday. And we
And there's
live
no
in Raymond.
way. And there's nowhere that you can get the key to him. It's just that with the key
Anyone?
not being with the vehicle, it's probably going to require them to have some special equipment to help assist with getting into the vehicle.
Yeah, I don't think there's a way to get the keys because we live in Layton, that's in Park City, and that's like a 2 hour drive from us.
Can say the only I could only option would be just to leave that vehicle unattended and just leave the doors unlocked and just let them know that you don't have the keys to the vehicle.
Okay, but is that still possible? Something that's possible to do?
It all depends on if the provider will be able to assist with the yes, ma'am.
Okay, well, if we can do that, then we can just try. If not, then I guess tomorrow.
He said it was 1835 Prior Road. Will you spell it out for me?
Yeah, it says 1325, -1383 Empire Avenue.
Okay, 1325-1383 Empire
Avenue.
Empire. And you said it's in Park City?
Yes.
And where would you like to take the vehicle to?
To my house, Layton.
Oh, okay.
My address.
Is it going to the 856 address?
No, it's going to my new address.
Okay, may I have the address, please?
Yeah, 984 North, 1925 West. Layton, Utah, 84041.
Will you repeat the zip code for me one more time?
84041.
Okay, 984 West, 1925 North, Layton, Utah, 84041.
Yes.
Okay.
You know what? It's my new address. Let me confirm that with you right now before I get it wrong. Sorry, one second. So it's 984 North, 1925 West. Yes. Layton, Utah.
Okay, I'm going to reach out to the provider, and when I secure one, they're going to send a message to that 385-251-7294 number, and you said that he wouldn't need a ride, correct?
He won't. No, he won't.
Okay. And he's there.
And you got the address address as First North and then West, correct?
Yes, I have 984 West, 1925 North, Layton, Utah, 84041.
No, it's 984 North, 1925 West.
Oh, okay. Let me go back and fix it. Okay, 984 North, then 1925 West.
Layton, Utah, 84041.
And it says 84041.
Yes. So, does he have to be there to wait for the tow truck?
No, ma'am, that's all up to if he wants to do that. It's just that if you leave it unattended, you'll have to leave the doors unlocked, and you'll have to agree to a liability waiver saying whatever happens to that vehicle before we get there, we're not responsible for it.
Okay. Okay, let me just make sure if he's going to be there or not.
Okay.
Thank you. You said sign a waiver saying that if anything happened before you guys got there, it's not on us. Correct?
Yes,
I mean, it's not on you
correct.
guys.
Yes, we're not responsible for it. Yes, ma'am.
And then do you know how long it'll take for the tow truck to get there?
I mean, I'm not sure. It all just depends on what's in the area.
Okay.
And it's 984 West and 925 North.
No, backwards. I'm sorry.
984 North, 1925 West. It's, yeah. I don't know why it keeps changing it to 984 West and 1925.
They are new townhomes just built. So maybe it'll be like a problem with the address, but it should still appear on the maps.
And do you know if he'll be with the vehicle?
I'm sorry?
Do you know if he'll be with the vehicle?
I doubt he'll be there. He hasn't answered me, but I doubt it because it's too late already.
Okay, just bear. Miss Louisa, I'm going to reach out to a provider, and when they secure a provider, they're going to send a text message to that phone. Is that okay for you?
Yes, that's good.
Is there anything else I can assist you with today?
Is there a waiver I have to sign, or do I have to sign a
You have to verbally agree to the waiver.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Okay. You have a good rest of your night, okay?
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.